Geeks and Geeks, I'm Madman.
I'm John with two beers.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks, our weekly podcast. We talk about comic books, TV shows, movies, and general geek news, and drink beer. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Madman.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Having an okay day?
Pretty good. Wasn't too exciting. But you know what? It's over.
Yes, it is over.
Yeah.
That is a good thing. I'm happy the work week is over also. Before we dive into all of our comic book goodness and stuff we're going to talk about today, I told somebody I would give them a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
We have a new avid listener. His name is Kinja.
Kinja, huh?
He is someone who is local that we know, and he's been listening a lot. Kinja is the man.
Oh, yeah?
He likes video games.
Cool beans.
He is a hockey player. He plays hockey also.
That's pretty cool.
And he is a little geek, so he is enjoying hearing us talk and laugh and stuff. So, what up, Kendra? You're the man.
You're the man, Kendra. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you, brother. All right. So, hey, Tom, guess what?
What? What, buddy?
MegaCon is this week.
Is it this weekend?
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners what MegaCon is?
Well, MegaCon is a mega convention that they do comic books, television stuff that they have in Orlando area.
Yes.
Orlando's major comic book convention of the year.
I would say it's probably Florida's biggest comic book
convention.
Probably.
I mean, Tampa. No.
Tampa SuperCon. Yeah. And then you got Miami's Con, which is called, isn't it called like Orange City Con
something like that?
Yeah, I definitely think Mega Convention is the biggest convention
in
Florida.
It beats them all.
I've heard that Mega Convention is like the top third biggest convention in the United States.
That's what they were saying last year, the numbers were rivaling that of Comic-Con, so.
Yeah, because you got San Diego and New York. San Diego, Chicago, New York, and then I think it goes Florida, Mega Convention. Oh. So if you have, if you're not a comic book geek or not a huge geek, because we do have some foodies that listen.
They love food.
Yes, everybody loves food, right? A comic book convention is generally they don't like food. They just
hate certain
meat.
Types of food.
They just don't like putting meat in their mouth.
It's Memorial Day weekend. What do you throw on a grill when you're a vegan? That's terrible.
Butternut squash. I grew up some butternut squash like a week ago, and it was pretty amazing.
Spaghetti squash? I like spaghetti squash.
Yes, spaghetti squash is great too. A convention generally is for comic books. That's kind of how they started out. The first recorded official comic book convention took place in New York City. It was known as the Tri-State Con then. It was held July 24th, 1964.
Dang.
Back
in its heyday.
Yes. At the Workman City Building. It was a one-day convention organized by a 16-year-old fan. And fellow enthusiasts, the guest there was Steve Ditko.
Oh, really?
Yep. Which I thought was pretty cool. Floan Steenberg, who I don't know who that is, and Tom Gill. There was 100 attendees.
Wow.
And I heard that San Diego Con started very, very small, too. They advertised these things in the comic books and in Wizard. And a lot of it was a very smaller organization.
Yeah.
The first couple of San Diego Cons, there was like 500 people going.
Wow, that's
and
crazy.
You could sit down and hang out with the writers and meet them.
And with 500 people, you could have much more one-on-one time.
Now
it's like 10, 20 times that.
Yes.
You definitely can't get that kind of one-on-one time.
So now how geek is basically our culture now.
It is. Like,
you've got TV shows and movies and comic books, video games.
There's so many things to geek out now that everybody's geek out about something.
So much,
sports,
yes.
Technically, you can be a sports geek, too.
You can be, yeah. You can be a geek for anything, really. But the stuff you think about that is comic books or anime, stuff like that, it's the things they generally have at a convention. And
right.
I think for now, I think you would get away for just calling it a geek fest.
Yeah.
Rather than a comic book convention. Or a geek culture convention. Because like I said, you've got anime stuff, you've got comic book stuff.
Cosplay.
You have cosplay. You have TV shows. You have movie stars, movie stuff.
Swimming pools, movie stars.
It's all sorts of different things now. So, Tom, what generally takes place at a comic book convention?
Well, from my experience, they'll usually have, like, guest speakers, and, like, they'll have panels of either one or more people where they come down. They reserve rooms, and you'll come, listen to them talk, ask them questions. Also, like, usually the entire time, vendors will set up booths where you can buy memorabilia, comic books.
The con floor.
Con floor. Also, on the con floor, there's usually, like, celebrities will have, like, a little desk that they set up where you can get signatures, pictures taken with them. There's also usually other vendors where they do, like, you know, contests and stuff. Or they're, like, you know, like, especially cosplay contests.
Yeah. They do, like, cosplay contests. Last time I was at a con, they actually had their own little cosplay row where all the cosplayers had their own little booths, like the celebrity cosplayers. They have an artist alley where it's all like up-and-coming artists, or even bigger comic book artists and stuff like that. So they have lots of stuff, and they have areas even for like fan groups too. So it's definitely very well versed. There's video game booths last time I was there.
They'll have, like,
movie
testing
props and stuff.
GameStop had their own booth last time, too. You could buy games and consoles and stuff there.
So, you can buy things there. Any kind of comic book you would want.
Almost anything you
issues.
Could want or imagine or dream about.
Yeah. T-shirts, statues, toys, props.
Outfits, so
tables, like, just so many
chairs.
Things. But then they also have spots for you to interact with your favorite celebrities, your favorite artists, your favorite writers, and then they have the panels that you talked about, which are really cool, too. So there's tons and tons of things to go to. But what if people don't like comics or geek culture? Do you think that they'd still have fun at a con?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's mainly for geek culture stuff. Like, it's more focused on, like, comic book-related stuff.
Yeah.
Than anything else. But nowadays, it's really starting to branch out in, like, TV show stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, your favorite TV show character. Like, last year, they had Norman Reedus. So, if you love The Walking Dead, you can go get your signature, picture taken with Norman Reedus, stuff like that.
This year, they've got two Walking Dead stars. They got some Flash stars.
Yeah.
They got Daredevil people. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who.
Whole plethora of people.
Game of Thrones. Lots of people.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith is going to be there, which I'm pretty stoked about.
Snooch, son. Snooch to the nooch.
I think there's enough variety there where I think almost anybody would be able to have fun.
Right. Yeah, you probably
I think it's gotten to that point.
Because not every booth, I guess, technically is, like, geek-related. So they have, like, you know, some cool stuff there. Like,
yeah.
You can get tattoos there, too.
You can get tattoos. Yeah. They do have tattoo area. We should do that.
Maybe.
Get some tattoos. So I guess now you can't really talk about a comic book convention without talking about cosplay.
Right.
So what is cosplay?
So basically, I don't know what cosplay officially stands for. It's obviously short for something. I'm not sure. Costume play, I guess.
Yes. Yep.
So basically, people dress up as their favorite character. Now, there's different levels. Like, you know, you have some people, like the professional cosplayers, who literally make a living on making these costumes.
Right.
Going on the internet, having YouTube channels.
Photo shoots, stuff like that.
So these are professional levels, so they, like, are hardcore into it. And then there's, you know, the general public like us, who maybe, you know, like, we like a character, so, you know, we dress up. And we may not be, you know, loyally look, they look kind of like, and that's pretty cool. And so it's a whole different variety, but I think cosplay is pretty cool in general.
It is. You definitely have people who take it hardcore and even act in character the whole time, too, while they're there. So cosplay definitely is cool. It is a little obnoxious.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it can be a little obnoxious because it has almost taken over the cons.
Yeah.
And you can't even walk because if people stop and take pictures.
Yeah, there's wall-to-wall people sometimes.
Cosplayers doing their thing in the middle of aisles. So it's definitely cool and it adds more fun to it, but it can get a little
distracting.
A little annoying.
I like cosplay, but there's, like, sometimes, like, those outfits sometimes are pretty skimpy.
Some of them are pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
there are some that are really awesome.
And that was going to be my next question. What do you think are some of the coolest cosplay costumes you've seen in
some
a
comic? Some I've seen, like last year I saw a guy that did a really good Groot.
Okay.
So he had stilts and stuff. It looked really cool. More often than not, you're going to see like crazy amount of Jokers.
Yeah.
And especially now, crazy amount of Deadpools. Like literally last year, there was like, I guess they just found each other there, a group of Deadpools who did like different versions of Deadpools. There was like Doctor Who Deadpool, and then there was
that's
like
cool.
Wolverine Deadpool, X-Fact. So everybody, like, they just found each other. They just started
making
their little gang, the Deadpool gang.
That's really cool. There definitely are lots of Deadpools.
Yeah.
Too.
Especially this year, I bet there's going to be way more.
Oh, there's going to be lots.
There's going to be movie version, comic book version.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds looking like everywhere.
What I think the coolest cosplay I've seen, I saw a really sweet Wolverine.
Yeah.
One time this dude looked like he was jacked. Like, he was super ripped. Mm-hmm. And, but it was the X-Men movie Wolverine. So okay. He had the wife beater on and the jeans, and he had a cigar in his mouth.
Nice.
And he had his claws look real. Like, it was pretty, pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I saw a pretty cool Bane one time, too. Well, probably the coolest thing I've seen. Well, somebody made a TARDIS.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was out of, like, cardboard or something. And they had it on some kind of wheeled contraption.
So, like, a Tri-Casters or something?
Yeah, and I'm assuming on the inside they had some kind of handle or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the TARDIS is rolling around.
Yeah.
And then, but then, every once in a while, the door would open
and the
10th Doctor would come
out. That's pretty awesome.
And that was pretty sweet.
Did it make noises and light up?
It did, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It was definitely really, really cool. That was pretty sweet. And then the Transformers, that Transformer.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those ones where like they'll crouch down and like do things and then transform. It's pretty sweet.
Probably the ones that you see most frequently are Deadpool. You see lots of Harley Quinns.
Yes, Harley Quinn.
Like ridiculous amounts of Harley Quinns.
Lots of like a third of the female cosplayers are Harley Quinns.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be insane.
Lots of Spider-Mans.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Batman.
Batman, Supermans.
Yeah, a lot of those.
Your mainstream heroes.
But every once in a while, you see some really cool stuff.
There's people
who are really creative.
Oh, yeah. And then there's a lot of them that I don't know. Like, I watch very few anime myself.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of
anime.
There's
a lot of those ones that I have no idea.
I watch a little bit of Dragon Ball Z.
Love me some Dragon Ball Z.
Would you count Last Airbender anime? Avatar,
yeah, the original one, yeah.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one I've watched all the way through.
Oh, really?
And I've watched Naruto.
Naruto, there's a lot of Naruto. It's crazy. Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, One Piece. How can you have like thousands and thousands of episodes? It's crazy. It's crazy. Anime is crazy.
Anime is crazy. So MegaCon is going to take place in Orlando. So we're going to be there Saturday and Sunday, right?
That's darn tootin'.
Yeah, so we're going to post this right when we're done tonight. So if people are in Orlando this weekend, they want to stop and see us. We're going to be doing lots of cool stuff, handing out business cards, chatting with people, getting one-on-ones, doing some live Facebooking,
yeah.
Doing some videos.
Come find us.
We're going
to
have some pod
equipment
with us. We'd
love to come talk to a person. That'd be cool, just one-on-one. That'd be really awesome. So come find us.
Yes.
If you happen to be there.
The easiest way to find us probably would be to message us on Facebook,
yeah.
Message us on Twitter,
yeah.
Reach out to us, say, hey. I probably won't be checking my email too much.
Yeah, I'm over here in the bathroom. It's like, well, you can stay in the bathroom. Sorry, go ahead.
We'll meet up. Maybe we'll do a little bit of Facebook Live video with you, chat, hang out, whatever. So if you're at the con this weekend, you should definitely holler at us. And you need to go to the con. If you're in Florida, you need to go to MegaCon this weekend.
Yeah, because it's going to be
you
good.
You do hands down. Some of the celebrities that are going to be there, Stan Lee, Kevin Smith, William Shatner, Billy Piper, John Cusack.
We don't know why either, but it's still cool.
John Barrowman, Christopher Lloyd, Haley Atwell, Adam West, John Isaacs, who is Mr. Malfoy.
Lucius Malfoy.
Tom Felton, George Takei,
oh,
Anthony Daniels, Ralph Macchio, which is weird, too.
A little bit, but, you know.
A little bit more understandable than John Cusack. Jason David Frank.
Of course, he's always there.
He's always there.
He's amazing.
I'm very tempted to try Wing Lan and he just...
He is awesome, though. We did that 2 years ago.
Did you really?
He's so cool.
Was he super cool?
He's nice. Like, all the posts I read about him, he's like... He'll, like, come up to people and say, well, I don't really have any money. He's like, that's fine. You just come take a picture. He's just... He's really nice and kind.
That's really cool.
And he's just cool.
So we might do that.
JDF.
JDF. So lots and lots of different celebrities that are going to be there. Lots of cool different stuff. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What, buddy?
Food glorious food, man.
Let's get that geeky food.
Yes. We're going to do our favorite thing to talk about.
Yeah, favorite.
I want to talk about what food do we think the celebrities are going to be at MegaCon, right? Yeah. Their character that they're best known for.
What they like to eat?
What food do you think they would like to eat? Like, what's their favorite food?
Oh, boy.
Right. I know this is your favorite thing to do.
The geek culture thing. I don't know.
But it's fun.
I like to eat shawarma, okay?
Shawarma. Let's just stop this talking now. So, you can't really give Stan... Like, we gotta do Stan Lee, but right. You can't... Stan Lee doesn't really have, like, a character. So what do you think? Stan Lee is just known as Stan Lee.
Prunes and applesauce.
Oh, poor Stan. Stan is, like, 90 now,
like, his 90s, two or three.
Yeah. Stan is the man. I met Stan at a con a couple years ago.
He's so cool, though.
Super cool dude. Told Victoria she was gorgeous.
Oh, really?
That made her day.
Oh, man. Stan the man.
Or Larry, I should say.
Larry.
Told Larry she was gorgeous. Stan was super cool. I felt bad for the guy. Yeah. Because, like, we sat in an autograph line for him.
Yeah.
And he was just signing autographs.
He's 93 autographs or two. He's
just, and he'd, like, take a break and, like, stretch his hands and take a drink. And he just looked so tired. So
tired. Because he's for a 90-year-old man. To do that, he's probably there almost all day.
Probably.
And so that's just, in general, for a young man, that's tiring. For him, that's amazing. Excelsior, Stan.
Stan is a man.
Stan the man.
I could see Stan like a red meat.
Yeah?
Like a red meat guy. Like a
big steak.
Big steak.
He's fancy, though. He's probably got some prime rib.
He probably is fancy. He probably takes a lot of snacks.
I'm so fancy.
This is Stan Lee singing
that. I'm so Stan Lee.
Kevin Smith is best known probably as his character
Silent Bob.
So, I think Silent Bob would be the munchie guy,
he'd
right?
He'd be very munchies. He is a drug dealer.
He definitely would probably eat a lot of junk food, munchies, Mountain Dew.
They call him Lunchbox for a reason. So probably a lot of whatever... Tim Hortons. I know Kevin Smith in general likes the Tim Hortons.
Probably some Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Doritos.
Any O's.
Kevin Smith is also a fan of white milk.
In all of his
podcasts, he drinks like two glasses of white milk the whole time.
What do you mean like white milk? Like what?
He likes whole milk.
Whole milk.
He drinks like whole milk. Like just straight up white milk.
I'm afraid there's different colors of milk besides white and
chocolate
blue?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate, okay.
Chocolate milk, blue milk, strawberry milk, banana milk. Have you ever had banana milk?
No.
Banana milk is the bomb.
Is it just
diggity.
Like milk with bananas? Or
our friend P. Dizzle.
Banana milk.
Our friend P. Dizzle loves himself some banana.
How do you milk a banana?
It is not real bananas. It is artificial. It's by Nesquik.
Nesquik. Oh, I'll try it, though. Nesquik. There's magic in the mix, bro.
It is pretty darn good. So Silent Bob would be eating a bunch of.
He'd be eating a little bit of everything.
William Shatner is best known as
Captain
Kirk.
Kirk.
Space
James
food.
T. Kirk.
Is he eating some space ice cream?
Space.
Do you think they can eat actual food, or do they have to eat space food? Do you think they're advanced enough in Star Trek?
They eat a lot of Tang.
Lots of Tang.
MREs.
Do you think they have a cafeteria on the Enterprise?
I would assume
they would have to, right?
Do they have like a full-time chef working there making like alien entrees? Today we have
they probably have a lot of
potatoes.
They probably have their own little farm. on the ship, I would think. Okay. So it's hydroponic always,
little section of the ship.
Because it's since they're out there for years and years at a time, right?
They have to be able to grow something.
So they would have to be growing vegetables.
Or it's like on the Hitchhiker's Guide where they just put their head in the machine and it gets whatever they're craving. That would be awesome.
Or in the Jetsons where they just push a button and it out pops. Or it could be like in Star Wars where they have the portions.
Or they just
eat. Today you get one quarter portion.
They eat dead red shirts. That's what happens.
Oh my god!
So if you're a red shirt in the Star Trek series, you die and you get eaten.
That makes sense because so many of them die. So that's how they eat.
I made it! I'm alive!
Oh, whoops.
You won't live long and prosper. Maybe in my colon.
You won't live long and prosper. That's a horrible impression. Sorry.
Live long and prosper in my colon.
Yeah, that's gross.
Cannibals.
Hey, do you know who Billy Piper is?
I do happen to know Billy Piper. That's Rose.
Yes, Billy Piper is a Doctor Who star. That is probably, she was a pop star, believe it or not.
Yes, she was.
British
pop star.
Yep, in England. So she is Rose Tyler in Doctor Who. And we already know that Rose Tyler loves himself some chips.
That darn right she does.
She eats chips a lot. She fish and chips probably too. She
probably
likes
a little bit of battered fish.
Dr. Battered Fish. Do you think she eats Daleks?
Daleks. Would you like the fried ex teriyaki Daleks?
You've got the ood.
The ood.
When they're trying to feed them.
Yeah. The ood are so creepy. They're like holding the ball and they're talking.
What
like,
can I get you?
What can I get
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the ood are really weird.
It's what, sad, but weird.
What is the one episode of Doctor Who? It's called School Reunion, and it's got Sarah Jane in it? Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Sarah Jane.
You're welcome.
I
didn't say
that. Sorry. Sarah Jane in it, and they're at the school, and they're feeding the aliens a creatine, I think they mean something like that. They're feeding the kids something to, like, make them super smart.
Yeah.
Was it just chips and gravy or something like that?
I know what you're talking about because I remember them like trying to solve this mystery of what the kids are eating.
Yeah.
Because it's making some of them sick, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, is that it? She just had a steady diet of fish.
I don't know. They took Doctor Who off Netflix from what I was told.
Oh, they did take Doctor Who. Did you watch all the episodes?
No. Well, at least Netflix is putting Disney stuff on
there.
That's their next big thing in the fall.
Can't believe they took Doctor Who off. We're not going to do John Cusack. John Barman!
Boom. John Barman. Captain Jack.
Penis.
Sorry!
If anything, Captain Jack would eat anything that moves.
Captain Jack would not discriminate on
his
food.
Darn right.
Like he doesn't discriminate on other things.
Anything that dies. That's Captain Jack's palate.
Things that are cylinder shaped, elongated,
meaty.
That's terrible.
Captain Jack is American.
He's totally American.
So he probably eats cheeseburgers.
Time traveling American and apple pie.
Meatloaf. Fried chicken.
Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Hot dogs.
Loves them hot dogs.
That's another celebrity that I heard is really cool.
Yeah.
John Barham.
I went to a few panels with him. He's hilarious.
Is he really cool?
There was really a cool panel to go to.
I think I've told my story on the podcast before I run into John Barham.
Just tell him again for anybody who's new, because it's a funny story.
I was at MegaCon, and a couple years ago, and we were walking through the back alley, and it was super, super crowded. People everywhere. And all of a sudden, like, there was a guy, he had a hat on and, like, a hoodie. And we literally, like, bumped into each other, like, shoulder to shoulder. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. John Barman. I locked eyes, and I was like, John Barman. And everybody was like, John Barman. And he gave me this look like, dear God. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, it's all right. I'm like, oh.
That's so funny. Just like, boom.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Like, oh.
Celebrity is as celebrity does.
He had these enchanting eyes.
I can see why everybody loves him.
Yes. He's already super cool. Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. Great Scott to Shanks.
Great Scott! He's best known for
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
Dr. Eddie Brown.
In the future.
That's what I'm saying. He eats Great Scott to Shanks.
That's pretty good. That's all he eats?
That's all he eats.
He probably eats some weird stuff.
Yeah, he's a very eccentric genius.
A tofu guy.
Tofu dipped in oatmeal with teriyaki sauce.
Yes.
Morning, bring me a pizza with tofu and pineapple. What? It's 4 in the morning? You can't get pizza? Marty, give me a pizza.
Futuristic food.
Yeah.
I can see him traveling to the future just to get
to have
food.
Pill food.
Pill food, yeah.
Food in pill form.
He would be cool to meet, too.
Yeah.
They're doing photo ops with him in
the DeLorean. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Haley Atwell.
She has several. Most famous is Agent Peggy Carter.
Yes. Agent Peggy Carter from Captain America.
So pretty.
In the TV show.
Miss Peggy Carter.
She is very pretty. Mm. Even old Peggy Carter was pretty.
Even old Peggy Carter. I would take care of her even though she wouldn't remember my name.
Steve.
Hello, Steve.
So she's English, right?
She's British, yes.
The
British secret agent.
Bangers and mash.
So let's see. Peggy Carter. What would Peggy Carter?
She probably has to eat something quick,
A woman on the go.
She's a woman on the go.
Secret missions all the time.
Yeah, so she'd have to eat secret foods, like invisible cucumbers.
Sure. I was thinking like small like British snack treats like Jemmy Dodgers or something.
Oh yes, I
was like, what? She's an invisible cucumber.
She's in pretty good shape though. So
she is a very good shape.
Tofu Jemmy Dodgers.
Soy Dodgers.
Soy Dodgers. Have you ever had a Jemmy Dodger?
No.
They're so good.
Are they?
Yeah, so good.
But she's also technically like from the 60s.
Right.
So it's famous 60s foods. Like maybe like pie and mash.
Yeah, pie and mash probably.
A melt patty
some
melts.
Like coal can and like
something like that.
Slaw of cabbage and
big bowl of coal can right now. Mashed potatoes for you American folk.
Adam West is also gonna be at the combo convention.
We're
gonna do a photo op with him. And Burt Ward and the Batmobile, so it's gonna be pretty sweet.
Him and his old chum.
My pants may be a little wet.
Can't contain the excitement.
I'm probably gonna pee myself. I'm gonna be
don't,
so excited.
Don't pee in the Batmobile, bro.
Okay, I won't. You might have to hold me up. He is best known for Batman.
He's Batman.
Bruce Wayne, 1966.
Or the mayor of Quahog.
Or the mayor of Quahog. That might be equally as famous, actually. For
nowadays,
kids
nowadays would be like
20 Batman. And younger.
This is the mayor of Quahog.
What do you think? So do we want to do Mayor Quahog and Batman?
Let's do both. So, as Batman, his favorite food. What would Batman's favorite food be? As a detective, he wants like brain food. So he's like,
right.
So like
broccoli
or fish oil.
Fish oil. He eats a lot of fish.
Improvemental development.
Tea. I bet you Alfred probably brings him a lot of tea. On the show, they made him seem very kind of sophisticated,
and
right?
So, like, high-end foods, like caviar, foie gras.
I could see, like, Alfred making them, like, dinner. Like, him and Robin sitting down, and they had, like, an aunt on some of the shows, too.
Yeah, okay.
And then Batgirl. And I could see them sitting down and eating, like,
fancy meals.
Fancy
feasts.
Like, turkeys and ducks and that kind of stuff. Roast beasts.
Fowl so rare.
Yes, rare fowl.
Penguin.
He eats his villains. He's penguin.
Why haven't we seen penguin in a while? Alfred, I haven't seen Penguin in a while. Don't worry about it, Master Wayne. Nothing to worry about.
I took care of him once and for all.
Alfred's the man. Don't mess with Alfred. Alfred beat up Superman.
Oh, yes, he did.
He beat the tar out of Superman. So don't mess with Alfred.
How about the Miracle Hog?
The Miracle Hog.
He really weird stuff.
Really odd things because he's a very peculiar character. But being a New England type heir, probably a lot of clam chowder.
Lots of clam chowder, probably, yeah.
Seeing as how their mascot is like the talking clam.
I don't know, I could see us, for some reason, getting a picture of him, like, eating seaweed like spaghetti. Like, just like a big bowl of seaweed and, like, slurping it up. It might be from an episode, because I got that big a picture, like him sitting at his desk,
and it was
mayor desk, slurping spaghetti, seaweed like spaghetti.
Again, like, he's such an odd character on that show.
He weird snacks and stuff.
I'd like a cheeseburger with tofu, please, and barbecue sauce.
John Isaacs. Is Lucius Malfoy.
Lucius Malfoy, again, very, very uptight, repressed.
Evil
wizard. Well, not really evil per se, but like, he's not a good wizard. He did, like,
I think Lucius can be considered evil.
He's evil. Literally, you know, I didn't realize this when I was, until I was going through, like, maybe like 5 years later in, what was the first one he was in? Was that the Chamber of Secrets? Yeah, Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
At the very end, when he's like, Harry gave the sock to Dobby.
Yeah.
He was literally going, Havana, he was going to murder Harry right there in the hallway. I was like, what the frick? He was going to kill him on Hogwarts? Dang! There's just no hold back. So I would consider him evil. Like, of the household, he's the most evil. Yes. His wife is kind of like, wife is torn and
she's a little more torn. And Draco is very easily influenced.
Yeah, and he becomes kind of good at the end.
I like lots of red meat.
Red meat, evil foods.
Lots of like rare snakes.
He slits a hippogriff's throat and puts it right there.
Just eats a hippogriff.
Eats bad house elves who doesn't do what he wants.
Yes, I can see him eating house elves.
Just innocent creatures. Just eats.
Unicorns.
Drinks their blood in a goblet. Not fire. It's just a regular goblet, not a fiery one.
I see him eating like the king from Lord of the Rings. I can't remember. The king of the Gondor.
The Starks?
The steward of Gondor. Sorry, and he's sitting up there, and his son is in battle, and you've got Mary up there, and he wants Mary to sing him a song.
Yeah.
And he's eating, and he's got that chicken in front of him.
The grease
and he's got the cherries and stuff, and he's got the grease running down his lips. I could see Lucius just getting down like
Boromir,
that. Super gluttonous. Yes.
I'll think of it.
Yes.
I need to watch those movies again. I've seen them like these a decade.
I could see Lucius eating like that.
Like that, just grease running down his face, eating like a king of Yule. And I figure he's more uptight the way he eats. Like he has like
a cane
that he pulls a fork out of.
And just eats. Very sophisticated. Yeah, because he is more sophisticated.
His face, hair so is very straight and even.
Stuff. Yeah, okay, you're probably more right than me.
Eating, like, the fog wall of, like, phoenixes.
Yes. Yes, very rare and exotic foods because he's better than everybody else.
Right,
he's got to eat very rare stuff that is very hard to get, expensive foods.
Centaurs, hindquarters.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, giant legs.
Tom Felton is also going to be there.
Tom Felton
is Draco Malfoy.
So again, very, very like rich wizard family. So he was probably raised on the high
uppity stuff. Too. I don't think he's a PBJ. Yeah. So same kind of stuff. And then the I can't think of those boys. Oliver and something Phelps, right? The Weasley boys, the Weasley twins, are also
Oliver and George.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Fred and George are their names. Their real names are Oliver Phelps and something else. They're gonna be there too. What do you think the Weasley boys would eat?
Now the Weasley boys, the whole Weasley family is like a low income family. Right. They scrape by pork and beans. So they're eating like hot dogs on bread instead of a bun.
Probably lots of stews.
A lot of stews and soups.
Stews and
make
soups.
Make a whole week's worth.
PB&J probably in that house. Yeah. Mandrakes.
They probably, what I think they did, is they had a lot more kids than they talked about, and then they turned them all into rats.
Oh my gosh. Why is everybody in the Wizarding Universe like cannibals?
They're secretive. They're changing species. It's not cannibalism, bro. Like pedigree. He just forces them to change into a rat and they eat
him.
Scabbers! Where's Scabbers?
So Professor McGonagall turns into a cat and I kill the cat. It's not like I killed Professor McGonagall. I just killed the cat.
Yep. That's what it's about. Transmogrify or something. Like, what
yeah, transfiguration.
No, but they call it something else, like transmogrify or something.
I think transfiguration, isn't it?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to argue with you. Tom has to go use the facilities. He's going to go fast. I really think that moving on, George Takei is going off to also be at the con. If you don't know, George Takei was in Star Trek. And I cannot think of the character that he played in Star Trek right now. I wish Tom was here. He would be able to tell us that. I think George Takei, his character, Chow, I think is his name. He was one of the guys working the panel of the ship and piloting it and stuff. I think he would eat Asian foods. That's so awful. Some chop suey, maybe some shrimp lo mein, stuff like that. Okay. So, while we're waiting for Tom, we're going to talk a little bit more MegaCon convention. That's what we're talking about right now, if you're just tuning in. Talking about MegaCon. Going to be there this weekend, all the celebrities that are going to be there, and what foods we think they would be eating. If they were their character, like their favorite foods. MegaCon is going to be super cool. We're going to have lots of fun there. We're super excited about it. George Takei, Tom.
George Takei.
Who, what was his character's name in Star Trek?
Yes,
see, I was trying to talk to the people.
Oh, my.
And it was awkward. And I could not think of his character's name.
Yeah.
Captain Sulu, he kind of, wasn't he like the pilot?
Didn't he fly
the ship or like the gunner or something like that?
I think he was like I don't know. I never watched the original.
Okay.
But he was something like that.
I said that I thought
he always like relayed stuff like Captain, yeah. This is going on, Captain. Something's going wrong.
I was very racist while you were gone.
Uh oh.
And I said that I thought he would eat Asian foods.
So he's eating a lot of like shrimp and teriyaki.
Chicken teriyaki.
Pork and teriyaki.
He also would probably eat a lot of meat.
Like cat.
Cat. potatoes, because we talked about it in Star Trek. You gotta have the...
And rice.
And rice. Sake.
They make rice patties.
Fortune cookies.
Fortune favors the
American food.
Yeah, right. Not even Asian.
This one is going to get even more difficult, Tom. You're going to start to get angry on this one.
Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels is best known for his character C-3PO in Star Wars. He plays the robot.
I don't
even know if he would be in anything else. Maybe
he's familiar in over 6 million forms of communication.
So, what do you think C-3PO's favorite food is?
Barbecue microchips.
Oil.
Oil.
Put it in my mouth.
Just put it around WD-40.
Put it around my mouth, please.
Uses WD-40 like Pam and greases up the pan and just cooks old protocol rivets that piss him off. you're very in it. I don't like your etiquette. Kills it. Eats it. Oh my. Oh dear.
So there is, in the comic book series of Star Wars, I don't know how long they've been doing this for, but at least in the newer ones, they have robots who feed off of humans. And plants and stuff like that. So they eat like life force. They're kind of like vampires.
Okay.
Crazy, right?
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah. I don't think C-3PO.
I don't think he could do that. I don't think he has any sort of system to store.
He'd probably throw up.
Well, this is uncalled for. Oh my.
Ralph Macchio is known as the annoying kid from Karate Kid.
Daniel-san.
Yes, Daniel-san. What do you think Daniel-san's favorite food is? Whiny stuff?
Whiny teenage angst food.
He was a poor boy.
Nobody loved him. He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
He was, though. That's so true. And I think they're from New York, right? And they're Italian.
A long time since I've seen Karate Kid, but yeah.
They're from New York, so he probably ate a lot of pizza.
Pizza.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Lasagnas. Lasagnas. They're poor, so probably PB&J again. Mm. What do bratty, whiny kids eat? Anything that bratty, whiny kids would eat. That's the biggest thing I remember from Daniel-san is that he was... Did you see the YouTube video? They twisted it and said that he was the real villain.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't actually watch the video.
We'll have to watch it after. That was pretty good. Jason David Frank is also going to be at the con.
Darn right.
He is known best probably for...
The Green Ranger.
The Green Ranger. Tommy.
Tommy.
Teenager foods, right? That's probably what Tommy would eat.
Ranger. But the thing was, he was actually like evil first, and then he became good.
Yes.
So let's see. First.
So he started off, he was a normal kid.
Yeah.
And he was kind of cool, and him and Kim were like, him and Kim were like the rival each other.
For Rocky.
Yeah.
Not Rocky.
Jason.
Jason. So they were like the kung fu rivals, like, oh, he's just as good as me.
Yes.
And then boom, he's the bad guy.
And then Rita was like, I'm going to turn him bad!
No, she created him.
She didn't create him as a person.
Well, no, but she created the Green Ranger.
So she got him mind wild warped him, right? Yes, sorry.
Okay. He just kind of showed up out of nowhere, then the Green Ranger showed up out of nowhere. Yeah. Oh, he's the Green Ranger.
Do you think he eats just pizza?
He eats pizza and broken Zords.
Broken Zords?
The Zords that he's crushed under his Dragon Zords.
Other Power Ranger souls!
He just consumes them. All the other rangers he's destroyed.
Or anytime they kill the monsters, gosh, if they save the monster for me, I'm gonna eat it. And he eats them.
I'm just gonna go over here real quick. You guys just keep taking care of business.
I'll be back. I need to get my daily meal.
I'm gonna go eat real quick. I'll be right back.
That was good.
Order some takeout.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
I think that's enough of that. What do you think?
Good. I think we're good.
That was good. No. Guess what, Tommy?
I don't know. What's up, buddy?
Geek news.
We've got some geek news coming at you right now.
Yes. DC Rebirth came out yesterday. DC Rebirth is a huge thing. I would say it's probably the biggest comic book that DC has released in years.
It was literally 60 pages big and, like, a big hype for it.
It was very big. I read it yesterday. It took me about an hour.
It took me a while, too, yeah. It
took me about an hour. Lots and lots of hype. If you don't read a whole lot of comic books, basically, 4-ish years ago, they restarted the DC Universe called it the New 52. Because they only had 52 characters in it. And basically, a lot of them had their own books, and they kind of restarted the whole universe.
Yeah.
A lot of people weren't big fans of it.
Yeah.
It limited the universes, limited the characters a lot.
Yeah.
Made it a lot very one-dimensional. And so they weren't selling a whole lot of books. And so they decided to do another reboot. And they're calling it Rebirth. Jeff Johns wrote this book.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Johns is a very famous writer for DC. I think he's actually wrote some of the stuff for Marvel back in the day, too. But more DC lately. Created a lot of characters and stuff. They let him write the DC Rebirth Universe book. So basically they had this one book come out, and then now they're branching all the books off. So next week, all the solo titles, Batman Rebirth, Superman Rebirth, they all kind of come out.
Yeah.
So pick up the Rebirth book local brick and mortar. Definitely worth it. We're not going to spoil anything.
There's a lot going on in there, but they're really tying a lot.
A lot going on. And I haven't read a whole lot in the New 52.
Me neither. So there's a few things I didn't know about.
There's a few things that I was a little confused on, but it still reads pretty well because it grasps back in a lot of the past.
Yeah.
So it's definitely fun. It's a fun read. Lots of different characters in it. Lots of different, a lot of good art in it, too.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Definitely make sure you pick that up. I know our local comic book store is sold out of it, so if you haven't bought it already, a good place to probably buy it would be MegaCon.
Yep, but there's a lot of vendors and stuff like that there.
It was really good, so make sure you pick that up. But other new issues came out this week. I picked, The Worst X-Men.
Yep, I got that one.
Came
I
out.
Read it yet. Ready,
number four.
Totally Awesome Hulk came out this week.
Did it? Okay.
The new Captain America, which is causing so much controversy.
Yes, Captain America 1, causing a lot of controversy.
If you haven't heard about that.
Pick that up, read that, too.
Definitely get that in your eyes.
The new Haunted Mansion came out.
Yeah, so I read that,
too.
Bill and Ted 4, the final conclusion to Bill and Ted Go to Hell, came out today.
Oh, did it really?
They were all out when I got there,
okay.
So I had them order one.
Oh, me. Really? Out already?
Holy cow.
I felt so sad.
Because I was all into it when I first saw it, and I was like, all right, we keep going. And then, last one, boom.
You need
sold out.
You need to create a poll list.
A poll list?
They have subscriptions you can get.
I know,
get
I did, but
oh, you
I
have
didn't put that one
you
on. I figured, oh, it's only four parts. I can be fine.
Cool, go to your local comic book shop, pick up those books, lots of good books this week. X-Men Apocalypse, I know we've talked about this a couple times, but it comes out, we're recording this Thursday night, so technically you could go see, we could go see it right now.
Yeah, why not, let's go.
Oh, let's go. And you can see it tomorrow, coming out in theaters on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a lot of good stuff about it, lots of good things, and then I heard it's good.
Yeah.
You know, not amazing, but it's good.
Good.
No bad reviews. I'm a fan of the.
I like Bryan Singer. Does he do the first two? Or, yeah, I think he did a great job with the original ones. First Class, I thought was a nice little departure from that main story, and I thought they did a great job with that. Days of Future Past, I've liked them so far.
Days of Future Past and Last Stand are both very good.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I watched First Class again. Couple days ago, and I came up with the realization that I think that it's the best X-Men movie they've made.
Really? Okay.
Had a lot of C and D list characters in it that you haven't seen a lot.
Yeah, they did highlight a lot of the not
stuff,
so popular X-Men.
Well, stuff you don't think about, like Emma Frost was in it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Banshee was in it.
Banshee.
Havoc was in it. A lot of people you haven't gotten in the other X-Men movies.
Didn't really talk too much at all. Like, I've never heard of the X-Men Darwin before.
Lots of cool characters. And I also kind of realized this whole series has been, like, the first series, X-Men United, and Last Stand, those were all very Wolverine-centric.
You're right.
Story of Wolverine to follow Wolverine. And then this new series, even though they want to say it's following Magneto and Professor Xavier, it's Mystique.
Yeah, it's very much
this
Mystique.
This is the Mystique show.
Yeah.
But Last Stand was really, really... First Class was really, really...
Yeah, you're right.
Days of Future Past is okay. There's a lot, lots of stuff going on in it.
There was a lot. Like, it was a little bit different from the main story. I did my research on it, but... There's a lot going on.
This one I heard that, Apocalypse, I heard that if you're a fan and you like X-Men, you're going to love it. And there's a lot of fan service in it.
Yeah.
So that comes out. Can you believe that Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows comes out next week?
I can't wait for that movie.
For some reason, I thought it was coming out in July or August.
I thought so at first, too. Then I was like, boom, June 3rd. I was like, oh,
June 3rd!
Sweet!
June 3rd! A week from now.
Can't wait.
I'm super stoked about that. Because for some reason, I thought it was later than that.
Definitely got to see it next week.
Yes, that is coming out next week.
Cowabunga.
So put that in your eyes when it comes out, man. That's going to be good stuff. I'm hoping that is the best Turtles movie yet.
I liked the new one when they rebooted it in 2014.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Most people didn't like it. I liked it.
I liked it, too. I also
and this one just looks like it's going to be even more Turtles that we love.
For me, the thing that made that you need for a Turtle movie is you need them to grasp the family.
Yeah, their brotherhood.
You got to be a perfect Turtles movie. All you need is to get their family atmosphere with Splinter,
mm-hmm.
and their individual personalities.
Yeah.
And I think you got all that, and you got a Turtles movie.
Right. And then they
don't think Shredder needs to be perfect. I don't think Shredder needs to be spot on exactly like he was in the cartoon or the comics.
He's a samurai bad guy.
Like, who cares? I thought it was really good. I thought Megan Fox's April was going to kind of ruin it. She wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
They weren't as April-centric as I thought they were going to be,
mm-hmm.
which was nice. A lot of people's complaints is they thought there wasn't enough Turtles.
It did seem like, oddly enough, it shadowed the Turtles a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't really, like, have too much Turtles. It's like, more April getting her story and the Turtles just
right.
having to be her story.
This next movie,
Turtle-palooza, bro.
Turtles in your face. Hey, did you
Turtles
see the...
Turtles in the half shell on your face.
Did you see the Chewbacca mom video? The happy
Chewbacca.
You have not seen that video?
I've been meaning to watch it.
Last I
saw, it exploded.
That video is up to like 174 million views.
It's insane.
The most viewed video on Facebook Live video ever.
You're welcome. Is that the nerd?
Yes. This lady has become an overnight sensation and star.
She's everywhere now.
She seems like the sweetest, nicest person ever. Like, this video, we'll watch the video after, but the video is very funny, very joy-filled. Just, it looked like she was making a video for her friends.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking up some of her history and on her page and stuff, and I think she's, like, very active in her church, and she does worship at her church and stuff like that. And so I think she's just making video for friends in church
and
friends, and it just blew up. It's super cool. Just such a fun story. She got to go to Skywalker Ranch.
Yep. Went to Facebook headquarters.
She went to Facebook headquarters. Cole's dropped her and her kids off, all this stuff.
All this crazy amount
she's
of free
Good
stuff.
She's at Good Morning America. She's, Peter Mayhew is going to Ocala, Texas in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he's going to give them, like, a VIP meet and greet
That's
and stuff.
Awesome.
So it's
Chewbacca,
a cool
if you don't
story.
Know.
Yes.
Peter Mayhew is Chewbacca.
So if you have not seen the Chewbacca Mom video yet and you want to smile and be happy, just check that out. I just thought during Geek News we could not mention that
because
that was all over the place. I think people tagged me in that video and shared it with me at least 10 times.
Wow.
Between getting it in my messenger, getting it on my page, everybody's like, check this out, and it was just all over the place. So if you haven't seen that video yet, you're definitely missing out. There really wasn't a whole lot else. A lot of little stuff, but nothing huge. So that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, I think
Can you think
much...
of anything I forgot?
No.
Okay. Hey, if you're in Florida this weekend, go
in
to MegaCon. Come and see us. Check us out.
We'd love to meet you. Talk
yes.
to you.
Yes. But also check out MegaCon. Hey, and if you're not in Florida... Go to a con. If you haven't been to a con yet and you're a geek,
you
gotta
go. Con.
You gotta find a local con to go to. Even if it's not the biggest or greatest, any cons now, or at least they're gonna have some celebrities and have some fun there. So if you haven't been to a con yet, check those out and go. Hey, hopefully we will see you this weekend. Thanks for listening.
You guys are awesome.
Yes. Keep calm and
geek on. Con fingers.